Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug, and I love movies. Welcome to a very special edition of the Doug Loves Movies podcast, coming to you in front of a live audience at the UCB Theater in New York. The Del Close Marathon, an annual event that they do every year because it's an annual event. As soon as you call something an annual event, you're locked in and you have to do it every single year. And I'm so excited about all the name tags that people have on. It's fantastic. One guy put his name on his iPhone in big letters. That's cute. Another guy's got a stormtrooper but with his name on it. What does it say?
Galen.
Galen?
Yeah.
All right. Galen, the loneliest stormtrooper. I got thrown out because I have a name that doesn't fit in. I mean, among stormtroopers, you gotta imagine they don't have very interesting names. If they've already chosen a life of putting on a helmet and looking like everyone else. Let's bring out the guests. As always, we get some fantastic guests when we come to the Del Close Marathon. Two of these dudes were in it last year. One of these is not a dude, and another one is an old friend of mine who I've never had on the podcast, so it's exciting to finally get him on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Matt Walsh, Matt Besser, Amy Schumer,
Thanks, Doug.
That was Matt Besser, and Andy Daly couldn't make
it. I'm not
an
internet person. Is this live on space right now?
No, it's not like streaming or anything like that. It's just, that's Seth Morris's voice for the listeners. It's
right.
It's just, it comes out, or plops, as I like to say, several days after we...
You're the only one that says that.
...do this.
When are we dropping this thing? When are we dropping it up?
When are we going to shit this thing
out? I say it plops.
Oh, okay.
What I like to say.
When are we going
to
drop this off in the pool?
Dropping it. let's talk about movies for a quick second before we get into some of the games and the nice folks that wore name tags will get to...
The top drops. See, I would say King Plops. King Plops.
I was talking
One
about
Inception, right? You got that.
Okay.
Third level. I was in the third level of dreaming with you.
These are all projections, right? My foot will pass through this guy's head, right?
Yeah, just give him a good kick.
Doug, is it appropriate to talk about the weirdos with names on their shirts right now?
I mean, well, they're not weirdos. They're fans of the show.
Tomato, who might, some weirdo.
They might be weirdos, but we don't know that for sure.
It's very game showy. It looks like
being generous. We don't know that for sure.
They want to win prizes.
I'm like 92% sure that they're weirdos.
Right? Well,
but you guys are like
hipster
Wheel of Fortune people.
What are Benson groupies called? Doug Ruggies? Druggies? What are these?
That's a great one. Do you have a name for your army of
I have
fans?
No, I don't name my
Duggies?
Army of
How about
fans.
Duggies?
Yeah, that's kind of good.
Dugouts!
Like Duggies. Like it's a bunch of gay dudes that are like,
yeah, get in the dugout.
Come out like Doug.
Dugout is the little pot pipe with a little brass.
But look, like they have like legit thing. Name tags. It looks like some work's been done. But these people kind of just last minute look like they threw it together.
Well, it's you know, really, it's the spirit that
counts. That guy's been working a month on that.
No. I'm talking Virginia Blake over there. It's like stick figures. You guys really phoned it in.
All I'm saying is I don't mean
just
this in a
racist way. Just in your name tags, you guys. Put them on your forehead like Katie over there.
I don't mean this in a racist way. I really don't. But people with giant name tags on their shirt are kind of all the same. Like, you know what I mean? It could be anything.
Eskimo. You mean Eskimos.
Let's get some tattoos.
They kind of are all everything over here with the name. They look like a... Oh,
that's so dug out. Right there. That's so dug out. Dug out! I got the song.
And for people who can't see it, it's green like weed.
You just do the song Wipeout and you say the word dug out instead of wipe out. No. Dug out!
Does anybody remember this video? I remember this famous drummer who I don't remember.
Dave Grohl.
This was like
80s. Ringo Starr.
But listen, the video was
John Bonham.
I'm from
the one armed drummer from Def Leppard.
Earlier.
Go Pines!
Aldo Nova's drummer. Anybody else?
For Liberty something.
Anyway, the guy played Wipeout on girls' butts in the video. He was like.
That's Bud Bongo, right?
Whatever his name was, I loved him when I was in junior high.
That's how it turns Bud Bongo, right?
Is this, have we talked about movies yet?
No. I said the top drops. That was very insightful.
That was a reference, yeah.
That was a whole controversy. Spoiler alert. It didn't drop or not. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I did see it.
What do you think?
I'm very saddened by it.
Why? Why is it sad?
Because I went into it thinking this is going to be the best movie
Inception.
I ever saw.
Oh, you did not like
it. And I didn't like it.
I loved it, dude.
Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it.
Listen, I saw...
Everybody
you be quiet, all
loves
of you.
It.
All of you.
Henry loves it.
I was not excited by the trailer. I'm not so much of like a, oh my, you know what I mean? Like people that'll pay, who's paid to just go and see a trailer? Yeah, I mean, fuck you, really. That's weird. That's a weird thing to do. But anyway, like people were all jazzed, and I did not expect much, but I really liked it.
They showed the first 10 minutes of Dark Knight before I Am Legend in IMAX, and that was the best thing that ever happened to me. And then I had to sit through I Am Legend. But, But yeah, I got very excited by the Inception trailers because I love, you know, Christopher Nolan. I love what's his nuts, Leonardo DiCaprio. Ellen Page was on my podcast, so I was very hyped about Inception, and then I just couldn't get into it.
Really?
It was extremely disappointing.
So you don't have a heart, is what you're saying?
I think people don't have a heart because I don't think it's very emotional at all. They try to make it emotional.
He was trapped in the third level by his love.
But yeah. I feel like I did not go to that movie stoned, and if I had, I would have. Probably my mind would have exploded. So maybe it was that wasn't possible to follow.
People love to say to me, they either go, you weren't high enough or you were too high, when I say they like it. They can't decide which one. Like, I gotta get it just right in order to enjoy a movie, a thing that I've been doing since way before I smoked pot.
I didn't know, not enjoy it.
And then the other one is, how'd you see it? Was it in IMAX? Was it in 3D? Was it in this? Was it in that? And it's just like, relax, I know how to see a movie.
Totally. It's like they keep raising the stakes of, like, did you see it in 3D? Yeah. Well, did your seat move while you fucking saw it in 3D?
I'm a fan of
the movie.
2D.
Is good or 2D. Bad? Can I out you as a theater goer right now?
I did
bear one along with Doug for many months. He actually got me the job.
That makes him a theater goer?
No.
Okay. If you're in a play, you're going to the theater.
Right. No, he goes and sees a lot of plays. Like, he's a guy you would not expect, but you see a lot of theater.
I love theater. That's Dumb the next podcast.
Loves theater.
Oh, coming from the guys who spell from their business theater with a T-R-E.
I never approved that. You see, I never approved that.
You never approved
it. When I enter it on that website looking for it, I go E-R.
Well, that's funny, bro. That's funny because I worked for you and I misspelled it once and you reprimanded me for not going right to T-R-E.
I did.
I get it.
Dug out.
In the house. I think we did RE and ER just to make sure everybody found it.
What other movies? I like Toy Story.
Yeah. Toy Story 3.
I haven't seen it. I love Despicable Me. Despicable Me was wonderful.
I hear that's excellent.
Oh,
excellent.
Joan Rivers documentary. I think.
That's really good. That's really good.
Right, you guys like film? Joan Rivers is a documentary. You fucking sheep. I'm kidding. Come on, guys.
Somebody just got tossed. Somebody got thrown up by their head.
Is that right? I thought I creeped everybody out. There's more weirdos over here. Natalie loves, Doug loves movies.
They're dugouts, Seth. Call them by their name.
No, I guess I'm upset because I made a bunch of Benson Nation t-shirts and then
it's because they were camouflage, dude.
I called Seth today and I was like, is there any chance you can come down and call the fans of the podcast weirdos? Because that would be really awesome if you could come and do that for me.
Oh, come on. That's their, you know, the jewel in their crown, right? You're cooler than everybody else. I get it.
Seth
Moore. R.E. Seth. R.E. Am I right, Dugout?
Oh, let's see. You fucking lemmings.
All right, let's play Build a Title. We gotta do this. Natalie, give me a title of a movie, please. Any movie. A movie that makes sense in this context.
Because two really obscure words.
Because there's not other movies that end in focus or begin focus.
Kathy and Jimmy at her finest. Good call.
Shaka Zulu.
Matt Fiddler.
All right, nice try.
Joan Rivers.
Henry, name a movie.
Toy Story.
All right.
Toy Story, Bill.
Toy Storyville. Then it goes down to Matt.
I have to go Ville?
You have to start with Ville.
Oh my lord.
Or end with Toy.
Villanova, Jimmy Valvano, dead of cancer. Toy Story. I think the judges are accepting it, though. I hear a lot of chatter in the room. I think the dugouts.
Except, I don't know what just happened.
You need to start giving your opinions up.
All right, I'm going to use my one pass.
Okay, yeah, so then you're out. So you're out. So pass out.
Joy, right?
She has to start with
Ville. Yeah, something that ends in toy or begins in Ville.
The Toy Story Ville. No, you said Toy Story, and I said the toy.
Toy.
The toy, the movie.
Yeah, you should try it.
The Toy Story Ville.
Nothing ends in the.
Why are you saying the? Is that a new rule?
It's not a new rule. It's always been a rule. You remove the from the title because...
You fucking idiot.
Because that would be a stopper on that end.
Keep moving. I'm out.
Nothing ends in the except for Knights and Rodantha.
Oh, wow.
All right, so do you have one, Amy?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you don't know what's happening.
Okay, so remind me again. End in story.
Yeah.
The or, Pete Maravich story.
Wait, no, end in Ville.
End in Ville
or starts in toy. Bill.
Okay.
Or ends in toy and starts in Ville.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, hold on, everybody.
The toy, Richard Pryor.
Village of the...
That's what we were talking about.
Guys,
you guys,
are the guys, I got it.
Guys,
I've
ever had.
I said Ville!
Guys, the toy, Richard Pryor, thank you. Thanks, Snappy Dugout.
So what does that mean?
Got?
What do I have to do?
You have to do Ville.
You have to ruin this game any way you possibly can.
Say something loud and commit to it. Everybody goes nuts.
That's because they're fucking robots.
All right, Seth, go.
Is there a movie?
Village.
Can anybody think of a movie that ends in toy?
Village. The Christmas toy. Yeah, youth part of the world. Like
that was the sequel to Richard Pryor's toy.
Oh, Ville Edge.
People get in fights in Ville.
Yeah. Is that good enough? Can I win?
Toy Story Ville Edge.
Toy E in there.
And then I go... Age of Innocence.
Ooh. Oh.
Toy Story Village of Innocence.
Yes.
Fucking
girl.
Jimmy Snuka from the top row. Boom! So, something that starts in innocence. Everybody knows that old movie. Innocence or guiltiness.
Classic.
Going straight to DVD.
That's popular. Professor's out. Amy, what do you got?
It's
begin in innocence or sense?
Sense
is a brilliant guys!
The stakes are pretty fucking high. Because if you don't kill that guy,
do you know how many projections he defeated? Do you know how many projections he defeated? He probably defeated 50 projections, dude. That's an emotional moment. 49, pretty emotional. 50, very emotional.
Doug, I'm going to a funeral for your imagination.
But if our imaginations were so important.
What?
Then you'd be able to, like, actually have stuff to think about while you're watching that movie. I was bored. I don't know why.
I really do
People
feel
like
it. Movies are sort of like where you're at, right? I've cried at
totally
movies.
Have...
What? Why do you have an opinion about that? You've never seen a
you
movie
You are really
where you're
attacking
like...
the dugouts, man.
Well, listen, I bring truth to power. I don't want us to ever rest on our laurels, you know? I don't believe in fascism. Not that Doug would do it, but these fucking robot sheep, they're ready to follow anybody. I mean, really.
Okay, which one of these robot sheep would you like to play for, Seth?
Pick
somebody.
Galen!
I like Galen down there.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah, please.
Okay, Seth is playing for Galen the Stormtrooper.
Yep.
And Amy, who'd you like to play for?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the idea.
They went to all the trouble.
Oh, look at that. No.
I didn't mean to
Henry kind of turned on you, so nobody trusts him anymore. I'm going Jen. She's pretty. She's got a cute rat.
She's got a cute what?
A I said something about Iraq because I care about this country. I don't know what you mean. Did you guys know there's a war on? That's got Iraq.
Two.
Two guys.
Two wars.
Now you can vote in 2 years.
Matt Walsh, who do you like to play for?
I was thinking maybe Kathy. She seems really excited. Katie. We're going to do this, Katie. On your shoulders.
And Matt Besser.
All right, I'm going with Henry, the digital name tag.
I thought for a second it wasn't going to pay off for Henry, but fortunately it worked that out.
He held it up there the whole time. You had to get it to him.
Yeah, he's very easy.
Lord, I'm sorry, Henry.
I can't believe he gets service in this basement, theater. Okay, so
don't disagree with Doug. It's his party.
Let's play Let 'Em All Game. We've got our contestants: Kathy, Henry, Galen, and somebody else.
Jen.
I am not
Jen.
This
don't
game.
Fuck up.
Okay, let's start with you then, Matt.
Carl Malden.
Would you like to?
I can guess this movie.
That's not how it works.
I got it.
You've been on the podcast more than anyone else.
We gotta hear the thing first.
Yeah, do you want to play a musical biopic, a western, or a war movie?
Oh, I think I'll go western.
Okay, western. And would you like it to be from 2007, 2008, or 1985? Super old school on that one.
19.
Okay, then.
85. 19-2000.
Leonard Maltin gives this Western from 1985 three stars. I might go 3.5, personally. He calls it sprawling and well made. And he says that. And offers ample entertainment by throwing in everything but the kitchen sink. So there's no kitchen sink in this movie. At no point does anyone ever prepare dishes for eating off of. And there are 12 names. Matt Besser, how many names do you think you can get it in?
I can get this in at least 12 names.
I'm going to say 8 names to get it going.
Matt Walsh, how many
names? Pick a number. I'm going to go.
It has to be below 8.
I'm going to go 3. Whoa!
Yeah. You guys can call them out and call us bluff.
Yeah, now Amy, you can either say name that movie or bid less names.
Bullshit.
No. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear about your choices.
Name that movie. Forgive him.
Okay, you say name that movie?
Yeah!
Yeah,
name that movie.
Alright,
Matt Walsh.
You're bullshit, just so you know. You're bullshit. Yeah, go.
Alright, this is, Len gave it 3 stars. It's from 1985. It says it's sprawling, well made, and has everything but the kitchen sink.
When he's wrong, what happens?
12 names. Amy will get the point. Woo! Yeah. Jen and her crew are very excited.
Schumer.
All right, so Matt, and then your names are Jeff Fahey, the incomparable Jeff Fahey.
Don't know him.
He's good. He's got weird eyes. He's got like super blue eyes, I think.
Okay.
The dreamy. Lynn Whitfield.
Don't
Black
know.
Lady. Black Lady.
Black Lady.
Is that something?
Uh oh.
And then your third name is Joe Seneca.
Who's Joe Seneca?
He's your third name.
All right, I'm just going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say Silverado.
That is correct!
Yeah! Boom! That's why we go 3.
Bullshit! You cheated somehow! Nobody knows Joe Seneca's mom doesn't know
him. I know one Western from the 80s, and that's it.
Alright, we're starting with Seth Morris. Would you like a Western, Seth, a war movie, or a movie featuring your favorite actor and mine, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Seth Shane, he's kind of short.
Yeah, I'll do that. He doesn't have too many movies.
Alright. You don't get any choices.
He does not. Is that not true?
War has one more movie than Leonardo DiCaprio.
What?
War has one more movie than Leonardo DiCaprio. Just one, yeah. It's in production. Technically, it's in production.
You know, take it back. You guys are not sheep. You have an optimistic outlook. That was a smart joke if you guys fucking... Anyway, go ahead. Whatever. I mean, you know.
All right, Seth Morris. Your movie's from 1993. Len gave it 2.5 stars. Again, Len is being very hard on these movies, I think. He calls it a middling slice of life. Middling. What a weird word to start with, Len. And then and he says there are some poignant vignettes, is how he describes it. And there are 11 names. How many names can you get it in, Seth Morris?
I can get into 6 names.
Then we come down here to Matt.
I can get. Can you say 0 names?
Now, wait a second. Now, Matt Walsh.
His pants are off.
Matt Walsh, you can say
less than zero.
Negative names.
Negative names.
I mean, I know about negative
names. I'm going with negative names, rather than knowing what happens.
You have to then name the names and the movie title.
How many?
That's hard.
How many?
You could say, I can name in one, if you one negative name.
I'll do negative name right now!
No, it's too late!
Yes!
Alright, so I have to name one actor in the movie, and then name the title.
Yeah.
Besides...
I'm gonna gamble.
You think you could do it?
Why not?
Okay, so you're saying one name.
Negative one name.
All right, so back to Amy.
Name the title
Amy,
and one actor in the movie.
Do you think you can name more actors in the movie and the title of the movie?
No.
Okay, so say to Matt, bullshit, or whatever it is you want to say.
Fuck that!
Fuzzy duck.
Eat my shit.
Okay, eat your shit. Matt Walsh, name one name and then the name of the movie.
.com. In any order.
Yeah, whatever you want.
All right, I'll go with my better guess.
Okay.
Gilbert Grape.
And who was in it?
Besides Leonardo.
Leo's a giveaway.
Leonardo.
Name someone else.
You set
name
yourself
in the
way you
want to.
Dugouts. All right. One other actor?
So obvious.
One other person.
Johnny Depp.
Matt Walsh is our winner. Who are you playing for, Matt?
I play for the lovely Katie. Yeah.
Lovely Katie!
Katie, where are you from?
Where are you at, Katie?
You gotta study the rules.
Alright, I need more. That's so weird that I'm
Matt, Bastard, you gotta study the rules. You gotta know the negative side of the game.
Alright, Katie.
I wish I knew negative. I knew every actor in that movie.
The prize giveaway.
Can I change who I'm playing?
There was that really fat lady was in it. John C. Reilly was in it.
That's okay. Crispin
Glover. There was a treehouse. Okay. Crispin Glover was in it. Katie gets a two Trump to Tweet t-shirt, and she also gets my CDs, Doug Benson, Professional Humor Evening, and Doug Benson, Unbalanced
Load.
Comes out on August 31st, and it flops on August 31st, and it's called Hypocritical Oath. Oath. OAF. And do you guys have anything that you want to plug that's coming up on the horizon?
Players is on Spike TV at 1 a.m. Every Friday, 1 a.m.
Watch Matt's favorite show, Players. What do you have anything to do with it?
Ironically, I'm in it.
Oh, okay, perfect.
He only loves things
that he's in, apparently, which is really a total ego move.
It is, I have a bit of an ego.
Yeah, yeah.
I look good on screen.
All right, that's Matt Walsh talking. Matt Besser, what do you got going on?
I'm performing on my Twitter page every day, folks. It's all about Matt Besser.
Can you show me what you got going on? Where are you going? Where are you going to be?
Oh, West Palm Improv this weekend and Nacogdoches, Texas next weekend. Yeah! TV's for nerds! Get out there! Meet the people!
Nacogdoches?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Okay. and Seth Morris.
I guess first I want to
first time on the show.
This is going to be long, Doug. This is going to be long.
Yeah.
I'm mostly joking. I'm also thinking that, you know, you people in your mid-20s aren't critical enough of the liberal arts, you know, kind of PC thing. I think you guys have a lot of guilt about your sexuality. And that basic thing, I mean, think whatever you want. I don't think I'm quite as bad as you guys think I am. Anyway, I'm going to plug a show that I'm doing at UCB in LA. I've been doing this character on CDR Radio called Bob Duca. I'll be honest.
Yeah, let's talk about those weirdos.
I mean, I know a lot about them. The whole thing is about divorced, sad dads. So the fact that they know about it, what? Don't say, oh, Dylan, it's part of life, bro.
Shit's getting real.
Yeah,
this is a dugout.
So I'm doing that. I'm doing it as a talk show on like.
You're doing it as a talk show at UCB LA. When? What's the date?
Part of
not that big a deal, you fucking lemon.
What's the date? We got 13 seconds.
12. It's the 12th.
12th of what?
August.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully this we'll put this out before
then. But thank you, Doug, for having me, and I'm okay. I'm a good guy.
Thanks.
Yes,
in summation, Seth Morris is a good guy, and Inception is more boring than you think it is.
No, Inception.
No, don't put
it in the heart. And realizing that you made mistakes.
And I'm just going to say, Inception is a shithead. Do you have the end theme music?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves